Welcome back to Off the Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Wikipedia's gender trouble is well documented. In a 2010 survey, it was revealed that under 13% of its contributors are female. I'm here in the studio with Amber Burson, who is the organizer of the Art Plus Feminism Editathon that is taking place tomorrow at the Eastern Block Gallery. Welcome to the program, Amber.
Hi.
Can you tell us about the Art Plus Feminism Wikipedia Editathon event and how it came together?
Yeah, the event was initiated by Jacqueline Maybe in New York with a group of other organizers, and she approached people around the world who wanted to organize chapters in their own city. The idea is to have a critical mass of editing happening on one day in the subjects of art and feminism on Wikipedia. So it was the brainchild of Jackie, and then she sort of reached out and said, who else would like to be involved? And it was very open. Anybody could start an event in their own city. Right now there are 25 satellite events in 6 different countries around the world, and those are just ones that are formalized. There are also informal events, and people can participate virtually from anywhere in the world.
Okay. Can you give us some examples on how women are underrepresented or misrepresented on Wikipedia?
So to clarify, in 2010, Wikipedia took a survey of the contributors to Wikipedia, and they found that only 13% self-identified as women. And so that means that there could be more women editors who do work with Wikipedia, but they're not self-identifying for various reasons. And some of that might be intimidation. Some of it might just be that they don't care to identify. It's not important to them. So the purpose of the event is to get more women involved, and then also to get more people involved, women and men and others who want to edit in the subjects of art and feminism. So where art and feminism overlap on Wikipedia, there's a real lack of content. And so the point of the event is to have people working in both adding more contributors who are women and then editing in those subject areas.
In what ways can people who are interested take part in this event?
People can come to Eastern Block tomorrow, or they can look on the Wikipedia page or the Art and Feminism Tumblr, and they can find out where it's happening in their own city. And then they can come and learn how to edit. So we'll be giving regular tutorials tomorrow on how to get involved, how to set up your own user account, how to edit. And then if you're not interested in coming, and that's totally fine too, you may not have the time, you may want to do it from the comfort of your bed, you can edit from, you know, anywhere in the world. And there's a list on our Facebook page, but also on the Art and Feminism Tumblr, of how to get involved virtually.
Rebecca Young, a librarian from the NSCAD University at Halifax, is one out of many groups that is joining this event. What kind of other organizations are there that are contributing, and how have they gotten involved?
So people have just signed on because they're interested, but there's libraries, there's universities, there are artist-run centers and galleries, there are private individuals who are just generally interested in editing.
What are some of the goals Wikipedia have in mind for 2014?
Ooh, I have no idea. I don't work with Wikipedia directly.
Okay. Do you think this is a general phenomenon? Since there was a couple of weeks ago, there was an issue with a girl who produced a game on Steam about depression, and she got a lot of sexist remarks on web pages, on Facebook and on Twitter. Do you think this is a general phenomenon that on the internet women are attacked and they feel underrepresented?
Yeah, I think there's generally a culture of trolling, and I think that is it crosses gender lines. Like, it's not just limited to women, but I think that because women are less visible online in many respects, and definitely less visible in technology, they're often more a target. And so there's this idea that, oh, it would be great if more women were involved, but then the second women get involved, they're undervalued and they're shot down. And so hopefully through events like this, more women will feel empowered, and more people generally will feel empowered to use it. Part of the reason I'm organizing the event is because I myself am relatively terrified of editing Wikipedia. And then I took the tutorials and I was like, oh, actually, this is not that hard or intimidating, and I can totally do this. And so can anyone else. And the goal of the event is really not to get people stressed out about using this type of technology. It's to make them realize how accessible it is and how open it is.
Would you plan to expand this from not just Wikipedia, but to other websites and pages where women can get involved more?
I don't have any immediate plans for that, but I hope that other people are excited and want to do that. And they can definitely come and talk to me if they're interested.
Can you repeat the details of the event for our listeners who might want to take part?
Mm-hmm. If you want to come in person, to edit with us tomorrow. The event is at Eastern Bloc, which is 7240 Clark. That's Metro de Castelnau. And it's from noon to 6. Following the event, we're going to have a debrief and a general discussion around Wikipedia and gender. And that's going to be at the bar Notre-Dame des Quilles on Beaubien. And that is from 6 to 8 p.m.
Again, we've been speaking with Amber Burson, one of the organizers of the Art and Feminism Wikipedia Editathon. Thanks very much, Amber.
Have a great day and hope to see you tomorrow.